This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The latest monthly USDA cattle on feed report was released last Friday afternoon, and it came in very close to what was being expected based on the pre-report guesses. That's not unusual, as feedlots are large, few, and pretty easy to keep track of with an airplane or just crunching numbers. The trends are the more interesting part, especially in this rebuilding phase of the cattle industry. For example, the Southern Plains is expanding its cattle herd faster than the Northern Plains, and the weight of cattle going into feedlots is lower than it has been in recent months. More from a noted livestock market economist in a moment.
Every growing season is a little different. Every farming operation is a little different. What works for your neighbor may not work best for you. When you're making decisions that affect your crop, you need recommendations that take these differences into account. Your certified crop advisor works hard to understand your specific needs so you get the best possible recommendations. Every operation is different. Reason number 3 of 10 reasons why you should go to certifiedcropadvisor.org to find a CCA near you.
Dr. Darrell Peel is a livestock economist with Oklahoma State University. He analyzed the July cattle on feed report for Ron Hayes from the Rural Oklahoma Network.
Cattle on feed as of August 1st were up, rounds to 2%, 1.6% up. Placements were up, also up 1.6%, which again rounds up to 2% above. That's a little bit higher than the average guess. But not much, and it was well within the range. Marketings were just about exactly as expected, down 1%. So, you know, this report really was pretty well anticipated. I don't see any major surprises in this report. Well, I think there's a couple things in this. You know, first of all, we do continue the trend of year-over-year increases in placements. We know that's going to happen. It's going to happen for the foreseeable future. Now, one of the things I should remind people in interpreting this report, you need to be a little bit careful. There was actually 2 less business days this July compared to a year ago, as a function of way both the weekends fell as well as where 4th of July fell. So, you know, a 99% or a 1% down in marketings adjusted for 2 less business days is actually still a very good marketings number. So, you know, you do need to be a little bit careful when you make those year-to-year comparisons because this is unusual, but we got 2 days difference in time. In terms of, you know, general trends in the report, again, placements are up, and that's going to continue. Marketings continue pretty aggressive, so we're not building feedlot inventories very fast. Again, we're up 1.6% year over year. If you look deeper into the report, there's a couple things. One is that the placements by weight, the biggest category that was up was the 7 to 800-pound animals. We've been seeing many months recently where the over 800-pound was the biggest increase in placements. We don't have that this time. That's probably one more indication that we're relatively current in terms of the feeder cattle markets out there. We don't have a lot of big, heavy feeder cattle out there. The other thing you see in this report is that the Southern Plains is rebuilding numbers faster than the Northern Plains, and some of that's still probably drought-related in terms of the numbers having been drawn down over the last several years in the Southern Plains, and they're rebuilding faster. Placements were bigger in the Southern Plains generally than in the Northern Plains.
That's Dr. Darrell Peel, OSU Livestock Marketing Economist. Thanks to Ron Hayes from the Rural Oklahoma Network for providing the interview. This week is the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Ben Nulli will be out all week on the Western Leg. You can get his reports on air or on our website, iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com. I'm Ken Root.